It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Chidimiti, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, moderator. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today, what is the relationship between the Old Testament and the New Testament?
Thank you so much for that question. There are some people, most of us, think that the Old Testament is independent from the New Testament. The New Testament is independent from the other. Others think that the Old Testament is no longer valid. We can only depend on the New Testament. But I would like to mention that there is a great relationship between the Old Testament and the New Testament. In fact, the Old Testament and the New Testament complement each other, and they are not in competition. The New Testament is not competing with the Old Testament, or does it contradict the Old Testament? But what these testaments is, what they do is that they complement each other. So the Bible is not complete without the other testament. That's why we need both the Old as well as the New Testament together. So if you only have the Old Testament, then you don't have a complete Bible. But when you have the New Testament alone, you don't have the complete Bible. So an individual must have both the Old and the New Testament. When we look at the Old Testament, you discover that the people in the Old Testament accepted the law of God as their rule of life. They accepted the law of God as their rule of life. And we discover to say that the commandment law is unchangeable. The Ten Commandment law is unchangeable because it's an expression of the character of God. And so when we also compare in the New Testament, you discover that the people in the New Testament also, they kept the law of God. And that's why Christ himself in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 17, he says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to do away with the Old Testament, but I have come to fulfill that which was spoken by the prophets of the old." So in other words, Christ is coming in to complement what was happening in the Old Testament. It's like what was in the Old Testament was the type, and what is in the New Testament is the antitype of what was in the Old. And so we see here that actually the commandments of God were kept in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. So there is a relationship on that. We also notice that God has had only one method of salvation and one standard of righteousness all through the ages. So God has had only one method of salvation. We are all saved by faith. Okay, the Old Testament people were saved through their faith and their belief in God. Just like us today, people in the New Testament, we cannot be saved unless we express our faith in God. That's why in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, Paul says, "For without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord." The people of the Old Testament, they expressed their faith through the sacrificial offerings, through the lamb that they took to the sanctuary and they slaughtered. Okay, but people in the New Testament, people in the New Testament, they expressed their faith through Jesus Christ and the blood that he shed on the cross. That's why the New Testament says we are not redeemed by imperishable things such as silver and gold, but through the blood of Jesus Christ. So when you look at the sacrificial lambs that the Old Testament people were sacrificing, they were representing or symbolizing Christ, who is the Lamb of God. Like John, in the book of John chapter 1 verse 29, John the Baptist looks at Jesus and points at him and says, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." So most of the things that were happening in the Old Testament, they were simply pointing forward into the coming, or to the coming of the Redeemer, who is Jesus Christ himself. So The people of the Old Testament showed their faith in the plan of salvation through sacrificing animals. Those animals were representing or symbolizing Christ who was to come and die on the cross of Calvary. And so, moderator, in a nutshell, I can say that there is a great relationship between the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you only have the New Testament alone, you don't have a complete Bible. You need to have the Old Testament so that you look at the things that were happening in the Old Testament. And actually, throughout the scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, the theme is about Christ. So Christ in the Old Testament is seen through the animals that people were sacrificing, the lamb, and then people in the New Testament, they received now the Lord of glory in the human form. So that is my response to that question, Moderator.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. We really appreciate it. Pastor was answering the question, what is the relationship between the Old Testament and the New Testament? Pastor Moses Chitimbili, thank you very much. We really appreciate your time. Looking forward to tomorrow.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.